Peace activist and farmer Mike Miles of Luck says his Green Party candidacy is not fringe by any means. He says his issues are mainstream.
Everybody wants clean air and clean water. Everybody wants health care. You know, and I feel that neither one of the parties go far enough on any of this.
But Miles went about challenging Democrat Obie to a debate in a not-so-mainstream way. He shouted at Obie during a recent Kerry rally at UW Superior.
You have refused to engage in debate with the candidates who are opposing you in this district altogether.
It was a technique that rankled Obie and his supporters.
When you are a legally qualified candidate, then you can talk about that. Until you are, I don't regard you as a legitimate candidate.
So the challenge wasn't accepted. Even so, Miles is a legitimate candidate for office. He's just keeping his fundraising under the radar.
I'm a legal candidate. I'm on the ballot. I haven't raised over $5,000. He accused me of being over that threshold. I said, Dave, he even said, we've been to your website. You've raised over $9,000. I said, Dave, this morning we're at $3,778. I am a legal candidate. You need to debate me. You need to debate Larry Oftedal. You owe it to the people of 7th District.
Larry Oftedal is running against Obie on the Constitution Party ticket. He's a family man, substitute teacher with a full-time job at Jenny O. This is his first crack at public office, but he says it's a unique opportunity to win.
The fact that there's no Republican running betters my chances.
Oftedal is running on a platform that opposes abortion, activist judges, and other things he considers going against constitutional government. He doesn't think we should be in Iraq and would support bringing troops home as soon as possible.
We've removed Saddam Hussein. We've turned the country to they're governing themselves. I think that we should get out of Iraq just as soon as we can, but we should... We need to do it in an honorable way.
Obie says the Bush administration missed the terrorism boat by aiming its sights on Iraq, while Osama bin Laden remains at large. Now he calls Iraq a recruiting poster for al-Qaeda. Obie says the best hope for a solution is through an international force.
All of our allies feel like they've been slapped in the face by Bush, and I think we have a better chance of getting into cooperation if we have a new person on the block who can start from square one and bring in a new foreign policy team, because right now, in my view, this foreign policy team, and I don't mean Secretary Powell, I think he is first rate, but I think that Dick Cheney, I think that Paul Wolfowitz at the Pentagon, I think that Don Rumsfeld at the Pentagon, they're the most arrogant and the most incompetent foreign policy team that we've had.
Obie was the first congressional leader to call for the resignations of Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz. Meanwhile, the Green Party's Mike Miles has always been against the war. He says the real chance for a Mideast peace is to get Israel out of the West Bank and Gaza Strip to give Uncle Sam credibility in the Arab world.
That one item is that how the United States treats Israel as opposed to how the United States treats the rest of the Arab and Muslim world has to be at the top.
Miles is optimistic about his chances. He says since a Republican isn't in the race, people can vote for a third party without feeling they're wasting a vote. This is the first time Obie hasn't had a Republican opponent. Republican Joe Rothbauer of Bloomer had intended to run, but pulled out of the race just before the filing deadline. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.